Remember, this is a war, and President Trump is a wartime president. You're right about that. And I think what he needs to do, taking the extreme position right now, we need to be ready to go and take Karg Island and take the islands like Larak Island in the Gulf region in the Strait of Hormuz. You can do that with our great Marines. You can do that with the 82nd Airborne. You can do it all, and it can be done. You know, I'm reminded a little bit of our Civil War. It wasn't until 1864 that Ulysses S. Grant was turned to by Lincoln and said, finish this war. He did it within a year. And he did it primarily by sending Sherman through the March to the Sea when he broke the back of the Confederacy economically. That's what we need to do. And the president, as a wartime president, should do that. You can't negotiate with these guys. I don't think you can. There may be regime adjustment, but these guys are just attuned to doing this. You see Pezeshkian right now, their president, finally getting involved. He's saying things. He's really not a Revolutionary Guard. But as long as you got people like Karachi out there who keeps pushing the ball, he keeps trying to negotiate. The president laid out very clear terms. He's been right on this. You were right on it, too, just a minute ago when you talked about Karg Island. In 1988, President Trump said, take Karg Island if something happens. He said that to the Guardian during an interview. I think we need to go to that position. We need to be hardcore about it. Take it down. Finish them now. Finish them once and for all so that your kids, your grandkids, we don't have to worry about this in the future. By getting that uranium out of there, and we need to take control of that. The IA.